Welcome to the U.S. Hong Kong Business Insight Podcast, produced by the American Chamber of Commerce in Hong Kong. I'm your host, Margaret Liu. Companies are shifting to cloud as part of a broader innovation and technology modernization journey. Yet, the complexity of designing, deploying, and managing enterprise cloud can be daunting. How can companies navigate these challenges and maximize value creation? In this latest episode, I spoke with Vincent Leung from Kyndryl on how enterprises can fast-track cloud transformation to realize their growth aspirations. Hi, Vincent. Welcome to the U.S. Hong Kong Business Insight Podcast. Today, we are delighted to have you here to talk about cloud and digital transformation. Welcome to the show, Vincent.
Thank you. And thanks for having me here today.
Kyndryl has recently joined AmCham as a member. Can you tell us a bit about Kyndryl and what the company does?
Yeah, sure. Kyndryl is the world's largest IT infrastructure services provider. Right now, serving thousands of enterprise customers in more than 60 countries. Well, our global base of customers includes 75% of the Fortune 100 companies. Mm-hmm. Simply put, we design, we build, we manage, and modernize the critical information system that the world depends on every day. Just to give you a little more background of our company, Kyndryl was spun off of IBM Infrastructure Services back in 2021. And in fact, we had just our 1 year anniversary earlier this month on the 4th of November. As a focused independent company, we are building on our foundation of excellence and by creating systems in new ways. With more than 90,000 skilled professionals around the world, we are bringing in the right partners, investing in our business, and more importantly, we work side by side with our customers to realize their ambitions. You know what, Margaret?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We always like got asked about our company name, and that's indeed a very good question.
Yeah.
The name is designed to evoke what matters most to us, which is nurturing strong relationships with customers and partners, and co-creating for growth. The word KYN actually comes from KIN. It represents the strong bonds we form with customers and with each other. Our people are at the heart of our business. Dryl, D-R-Y-L, Dryl, is actually coined from tangible, evoking like new growth, connections, and by working together, we grow. So this is who we are and what we believe.
This is a really interesting and meaningful name, and congratulations again on the 1 year anniversary. So now let's switch gear a little bit by talking about digital transformation. Digital transformation, or becoming digital first enterprise, is indeed imperatives for today's businesses. We also hear a lot about cloud transformation. How are these two concepts relate to each other?
Okay. You can consider cloud at the center of the digital transformation. That's a glue between different other technologies that IT leaders would like to adopt as they speed up their digital transformation initiatives. Mm-hmm. In other words, for technology leaders, the cloud opens not just cloud native technologies, such as like containerization, which are empowering organizations to move to more agile delivery models. It enables cutting edge innovations from 5G to AI, and then like Internet of Things, if you know IoT, and presents significant opportunity to enhance like business innovation and competitive differentiation.
Good. Let me ask you a follow-up question about cloud adaptation. Mm-hmm. It is indeed has been a top CIO priority. How are some of your clients using or benefiting from the cloud?
We took a look at what's happening in the marketplace. We can see that market competition demands that the enterprises like innovate and modernize, that they must provide like new customer experiences to meet and exceed their customers' demands. From a technology perspective, it means that IT has to be agile, has to be like flexible in order to support the business and drive growth. So being agile and flexible means to need to shorten the time to market for launching new digital service to consumer or even internal users. And in order to do so, enterprise need to avoid the long lead time of professionalizing the environment for, you know, the application development, testing, and of course, including what always called the production environment. Enterprise also need to improve standardization of design, build, and implement of like digital service as well as operation. And today, I bring with me a user case. Mm-hmm. That is about one of our clients. They actually take the chance of like revamping A2B end of like support legacy application infrastructure. And they implement the hybrid cloud for the company to host over like 100 applications. A good entry point for the company. At the end of the day, time to market is significantly reduced. The company had become a more agile, a flexible company to cope with the competitive environment.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So it goes without saying that cloud transformation is not a mere plug and play. What are some of the common implementation challenges that your clients face?
Yes, sir. Even though we all know that like cloud is a key enabler of digital transformation. However, for many of our customers, there are challenges like in the way of like realizing the full potential of the cloud-enabled digital transformation. We often hear challenges like such as number one, lack of visibility and communication between the teams within an organization. Number two, I would say like it will be the developer capability constraint. That's all about like skill shortage. Mm-hmm. Number three is about manual correlation of data and process, which would be costly and error prone. So, and if we step back a little bit, we need to understand that cloud transformation is more than technology modernization. So people, process, and technology need to all come together to execute against like common objectives driven by a purpose-built strategy. Mm-hmm. After all, cloud transformation is not a pure tech agenda. It is indeed an enabler for business transformation and modernization. With such, I would say like enterprise can embrace like new ways of working. First, mm-hmm. Adopt an agile methodology to foster a culture of change. Shifting towards a DevOps approach across traditional applications and IT operations. Second, adopt like modern operations supported by the right tools and platforms. I can give you an example. That is like to leverage integrated AI and automation into IT operations, as well as enhancing like financial operation for increased cost, visibility, and optimization. Finally, I would like to share three key takeaways in here from our experiences. Number one, one size does not fit all, and it's not an all or nothing transformation approach. Mm-hmm. Number two, I would say, is to think big, but start small and start now. Taking an incremental approach, create small bite-sized golden threads and themes with like short MPV release cycles, proof of concept, understand the potential benefits of like cloud unique to your organization and grow from there for successful modernization journey. Number three will be very outcome driven. And after all, each company has its own business objectives and desires outcomes.
Yes, indeed. So in your opinion, how can enterprise ensure successful cloud migration and modernization?
Most important thing to understand about digital transformation is that it is an ongoing journey, not a destination. Which also mm-hmm. means that like organizations need to implement appropriate technology governance frameworks and enterprise architecture. These are very crucial to set system surface and interface standard, mm-hmm. as well as like better position the organization to embrace like new and open technologies and deeper innovation. From a business perspective, I would like to say the top tips for a successful like cloud migration or my migration. I have summarized it into 5 points.
Mm-hmm.
Number one is like, it's about like define business purpose for migration. So think about why and how to make an impact. Number two, evaluate your migration costs and needs. So that's about like calculation of your ROI.
Mm-hmm.
Number three, choose a strong cloud partner. That is a partner that can grow with you in terms of technology and the ongoing support. Number four is about like prioritization. So it's about like prioritize migration components, decide how to create the biggest impact, and then realize the business benefits as soon as you can.
Mm-hmm.
Last but not least is to establish performance baseline. That is to measure the results, cost track, and then I continue to iterate. So the result will be like a more agile and resilient organization that can adapt to a new generation of digital challenges.
Yes, it is important for those companies during the digital transformation to be more agile and resilient, but data security is also very important focus for those companies. Could you share with our audience what technology or approach that can be used to mitigate cybersecurity threats, for example, cyber attacks?
Yeah, sure. This is in fact a very good question and a broad topic, I have to say. Like, let me share with mm-hmm. you one of the key perspectives, which is called zero trust. Okay.
Yes.
Due to the evolution of the traditional IT boundaries, like workload and workforce distribution, and also like cloud and digital adoption, I would say traditional security practices are insufficient to ensure enterprise security and resiliency. In fact, the growing sophistication is suggesting a need for new trust architecture. We are seeing companies like verifying everything, trying to connect to their IT systems.
Mm-hmm.
Before and during access the application data and system, zero trust requires all users to be authenticated, authorized, and continuous validated for security. And this is very important. For example, for Kendra, our zero trust framework includes a prioritized approach. We start by securing what is most important and risky, selecting the right use cases based on the business objectives, and leveraging zero trust public frameworks. And with zero trust, user and application are granted access only when and where they need it, enforcing a dynamic and continuous system of verification for users and the devices. This enables enterprise to better protect their data, minimize the potential impact of an attack, while also facilitating a more localized and rapid response. So at the end of the day, CISO, CIOs, and business leaders need a new mindset, strategy, and architecture to break the siloed approach to a security and enable an integrated framework underpinned by governance across all five key elements: identity, device, network, apps, and data.
Yes, these are excellent points. We have talked about transformation complexities. How can companies navigate such complexities by choosing a right partner?
Yeah, that's important. A right digital transformation partner will be able to help firms quickly identify areas and function within the enterprise that will benefit from digital technology and find the best fit solutions, properly implement, and then operate them at the end of the day. Therefore, I think a right partner shall come with the following to help you make the complex simple. Okay, number one, it's about the specific skills and capabilities. So cloud strategy requires very specialized skill that organization may not have. A right partner will be able to fill the gap and also deliver agnostic, multi-vendor technology capabilities, at the same time, allowing choices and creating solutions that benefits your organization. In addition, leverage the service providers' local, regional, and global capabilities. Number two is about the relevant industry experience that the partner possesses. In fact, it takes experience to understand what works best for an enterprise and to invest in and to integrate those solutions into a customized, robust framework instead of like simply replicating what other companies are doing. Now, number three is about customer centric. Every solution needs to be built with customers in mind. It's about going to a cloud consulting design journey, work with the customer to define what kind of workflow would be right for them. Number four, I would say like is security first mindset. Apart from like deep expertise in cloud migration, management and engineering, service provider should also come with a security first mindset and the ability to align IT initiative with business outcomes. So lastly, the fifth one, the partner should be your innovator and also the integrator, meaning that the partner can be leveraged for its key partnership with leading hyperscaler to unlock new possibilities for you. At the same time, also enable innovation, co-creation with the partner's broad ecosystem across like technology stacks, driving innovation at scale with proven process and capability across the ecosystem.
Yes. Well, this is fascinating. I've learned a lot from our conversation. And thank you very much again, Vincent, for spending the time with us on the cloud and digital transformation and how companies can navigate the complexities around that. Thank you very much again.
Thank you, Margaret.